Title: New Jersey Legislature Introduces Bills Calling for Sweeping Bans on Non-Compete and No-Poach Agreements. Content: On May 19, 2025, the New Jersey Legislature followed in New York's footsteps and introduced two bills, SB 4385 and SB 4386, seeking to significantly curtail, if not totally ban, the use of non-compete clauses in the employment relationship. SB 4385 General Prohibitions. SB 4385 aims to ban no-poach agreements and non-compete clauses for most workers, even those agreements or clauses entered into before the bill is signed into law. The proposed bill defines a non-compete clause broadly to mean any agreement arising out of an existing or anticipated employment relationship that prohibits, penalizes, prevents, or hinders a worker from seeking or accepting work with a different employer after the employment relationship ends, or from operating a business after the employment relationship ends. Severance agreements and workplace policies fall within this definition. The proposed bill also renders no-poach agreements, an agreement between two employers to not hire each other's workers, void and unenforceable, as such agreement would hinder a worker's ability to obtain employment. Limited exceptions as currently drafted, SB 4385 provides for few exceptions to the encompassing ban. These exceptions include non-compete clauses entered into pursuant to the sale of a business, where the cause of action relating to the non-compete clause accrued prior to effective date of the ban, and existing non-compete clauses for senior executives entered into prior to the effective date of the ban so long as certain criteria is satisfied. Non-competes for senior executives. The proposed bill differentiates between workers who are not senior executives and those who are. A senior executive means a worker who holds a policy-making position and whose total compensation is $151,164 or more per year in the year immediately preceding their termination of employment. A policy-making position includes a business entity's president, chief executive officer or the equivalent, or any other officer or individual similar to an officer who has final authority to make policy decisions that control significant aspects of a business entity or common enterprise of which the entity participates. For workers who are not senior executives, the proposed bill prohibits non-compete clauses for such workers and would extend to clauses entered into prior to the effective date of the ban. Under the proposed bill, employers are required to notify the worker within 30 business days after the effective date of the ban that the non-compete clause will not be, and cannot legally be, enforced against the worker. The proposed bill provides model language for the required notice, which includes a disclaimer that you may seek or accept a job with any company or any person even if they compete with employer name. With respect to a worker who is a senior executive, non-compete clauses entered into prior to the effective date of the ban are enforceable only if certain criteria is satisfied, including employers must provide the senior executive with written notice within 30 business days after the effective date of the ban describing the requirements of the ban and all revisions made to the provisions of an existing non-compete clause in order to comply with the requirements of the ban. Any revised non-compete clause must be executed again after the senior executive is advised of their right to seek counsel. Any non-compete clause must be no broader than necessary to protect the employer's legitimate interests, such as the protection of trade secrets. A non-compete clause can be presumed necessary if the legitimate business interests cannot be adequately protected through an alternative agreement, such as a non-solicitation or confidentiality agreement. A non-compete clause must comply with the guardrails imposed by New Jersey common law, including that it must be reasonable in time, geography, and scope, not unduly burdensome on the worker or injurious to the public, and consistent with public policy. The proposed bill provides its own interpretation of what these guardrails mean, a maximum temporal limitation of 12 months. Geographic limitations tied to the geographic areas in which the senior executive provided services or had a material presence or influence during the two years preceding the date.